Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election taking you through all 43 constituencies. If this is the first one you've listened to, we'll be bringing you the information you need to know, the seats, the boundaries, the challengers, and the information you want to know. The infighting, the party rivalries, and the turf wars, or as they call it in party headquarters, the vote management. We're going to try and pack all that into the next couple of minutes. I'm Sarah McInerney and I'm joined once again by RTE Radio's Barry Lenihan. Also joining us for this episode is broadcaster and journalist Áine Nieve-Breslon, and you're both very welcome again. And are you ready for another five-seater? A really busy one here. It's Donegal we're going to look at next. And Barry, maybe you might start by giving us the essentials, the seats, the seat holders.
Yes, five seats up for grabs here, Sarah, and four incumbents standing their ground. They are Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin and also Padraig McLoughlin of Sinn Féin, Charlie McConnellogue of Fianna Fáil, the Agriculture Minister, and also the independent Thomas Pringle, Joe McHugh of Fine Gael, standing aside for this contest.
And Áine, not an easy task I'm setting for you now, but can you sum up your home constituency, the constituency of Donegal?
I can. It's a canvasser's nightmare, as it's such a vast constituency geographically. It's extremely rural, stretching from the most northerly point in Malin Head all the way to South Donegal, with vast amounts of Gaeltacht areas bordered by East Donegal and bordered all along by Tyrone and Derry, western seaboard. It's a county and a constituency that bucks the trends. It doesn't follow any trends and it seems to go against anything central government related, and is often called the forgotten country, and will definitely give us a surprise in this election.
Okay, so not a simple county, Donegal, but one thing that is simple is the boundary review, Áine. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the boundary review told that they were not to change any of the boundaries in Donegal, and a large section of South Donegal will remain as part of the Sligo-Leitrim-Roscommon area. So there's a population of about 9,000 in the Ballyshannon, Bundoran areas of South Donegal who cannot vote for their own county candidates, and it would be seen as a big disadvantage to any candidates that have a South Donegal base. And it was long asked that the boundary be changed, but the boundary will remain. It'll be a five-seater with a swipe of South Donegal out of the picture.
All right, I'm going to sound a warning buzzer now, as we do in every single one of these podcasts. All of this chat is what we know at the time of recording. Nominations have not closed, so we have our candidate list as is available to us, but more can still be added later. And that said, Barry, on that point, we're going to be updating this at some point in the future with yourself once it is finalised. But for now, in terms of what we know, who has put themselves in the mix for Donegal?
Well, the big issue in Donegal in recent years, as we know, has been the Mica scandal and the Inishowen Peninsula, the centre, the epicentre of the defective blocks crisis nationwide. Thousands of homes crumbling away, protests, controversy over the government's 100% redress scheme. If we recorded this podcast maybe 2 years ago, we could be talking about two seats for Mica candidates. If we recorded it a few weeks ago, we'd be talking about a certain seat for a Mica candidate, the 100% redress party, of course, formed. Remember, it stood candidates in the local elections in June. It got four seats. That's more than Fine Gael on Donegal County Council, with Ali Farran in Malin Head scooping a whopping 2,253 first preferences. However, there have been ructions within campaigners, within the party itself, over how best to approach this general election. Paddy Diver, who of course you'll recall, a very prominent campaigner in Donegal on this issue, he came out a few weeks ago saying he was sceptical over whether the 100% redress party should stand anyone at all in this general election, saying it would only play into the hands of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. As such, there has been much rancour over what best to do. The feeling would be if a candidate emerged from the Inishowen Peninsula, such as Ali Farran or Joy Beard, both councillors, that they may get 4,000 first preferences and really do damage to both Charlie McConnellogue of Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin's Padraig Cadhric McLaughlin. As such, the party had held an AGM recently. Five candidates put their name forward, but the party has landed on someone not based in the epicentre of this scandal in Inishowen. Indeed, they have picked a candidate who didn't get elected in June's local elections. This is Charles Ward. He's based down in Drumkeen. He didn't get elected in Stranorlar. Drumkeen, far away from the real heart of this scandal. As such, what seemed a certain seat for the 100% Redress Party is now somewhat in play. Not saying they won't get it, but they're definitely not guaranteed of getting it. And the recriminations still being felt locally over how best to approach this general election. The front page of the Inishowen Independent on the 22nd of October. Certain people are bad-mouthing the Redress Party. So said Ali Farron, the aforementioned councillor, saying the people didn't want them to run, but they're running and still believe that they are the best vehicle for people to express dissatisfaction over the government's redress scheme for defective blocks.
Anya, what do you think of all that? Obviously, as Barry's outlining there, Micah, a huge issue in this constituency, but problems in the camp.
Yeah, Micah still is the main issue, I think, in Donegal. There are over 7,000 homes that have Micah. Ructions in the camp is not surprising. We've been hearing about this over the past 2 years. People being unhappy maybe with leadership or with the strategies, with people sent forward. I thought after the local elections that they would be more united. Paddy Diver has said that if the vote is split, that if it doesn't go towards perhaps Sinn Féin, who he believes will deliver on the defective blocks, or Thomas Pringle, an independent, who he said has been very strong for the voice of homeowners with defective blocks, that they could end up with nothing and that it will just go towards Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. I still think that Charles Ward has a very good chance, and even though he is in Drumkeen, he's not situated in the worst place geographically to pick up votes. He's in the Finn Valley area. It's kind of lacking candidates around that area. He's taking in an area going from Letterkenny up towards South Donegal, and he comes from Aranmore Island originally, so maybe he'll get a bounce from West Donegal. I still think that Micah are very much in contention for a seat because the sentiment is so strong.
Yeah, 7,400 first preferences in the locals, so if all that was to remain with Charles Ward, he would still very much be in play. But again, if the votes aren't all there from the Inishowen Peninsula, it does make his job slightly more difficult. The other thing is, you know, I've covered this issue extensively. I've been up in Buncrana, Carndonagh, with many of the affected homeowners. And the sense is, from talking to the parties and talking to people on the ground in Inishowen, whilst there's still unbelievable mental turmoil for families at present, that the issue is not politically as hot as it might have been when we saw tens of thousands taking to the streets.
So, Anya, if they don't get the big vote that perhaps they might have expected, as you're saying, maybe a year or even 2 years ago, who benefits? Who gets those votes?
Well, despite Sinn Féin's problems nationally and with leadership at the moment, Donegal traditionally is a very strong Sinn Féin county. Piers Doherty is seen as, a lot of people would see him as leadership material in the future for Sinn Féin. And I think a lot of people that might be traditionally Sinn Féin or even casually Sinn Féin in the county will kind of see Piers Doherty and Pádraic McLaughlin as their own entity, unconnected to a lot of the issues that are happening in Stormont or Dublin at the moment. I think Sinn Féin are going well. There was talk they were going to run a third candidate. I don't think they will, because they did that before and it ended up costing Pádraic McLaughlin his seat. Now, the party that have kind of thrown another spanner into the mix as of this week is Fianna Fáil, who have decided to run a surprise third candidate. They were running Pat the Cope Gallagher, who former minister, former Leas Cinn Comhairle, stalwart of the party, in his late 70s. A lot of people were surprised maybe he was going to run. Charlie McConnellog, the agriculture minister, but they have now announced that they're also running Claudia Kennedy, a woman who stood unsuccessfully in the local elections, and she is based in South Donegal in the Bundoran area. I think that Fianna Fáil could be the surprise here, because I think Pat the Cope might even overtake Charlie McConnellog in terms of votes because of his name, his
passed, and there's a lot of anti Fianna Fáil sentiment directed at Charlie McConnell from MICA and maybe fishing, especially in Donegal, and from the agriculture sector.
Yeah, although as one senior political figure said to me, it would take our Lord to solve fishing in Donegal, not just Charlie McConnell or anything. But I am also hearing that Pat the Cope Gallagher could be poised to outpoll Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell. There was less than 1,000 votes between them. McConnell outpolled the Cope the last time in 2020, but there were significant developments against the Cope Gallagher. There was the loss of the seat of Enda Bonner in Donegal in the local elections prior to the last general election. He lost it to the Cope Gallagher's former secretary, Nori McGarvey, so the Cope might have shipped a bit of blame for that. There were other factors as well, not least the presence of the independent John O'Donnell, who took 4,700 votes from Kilmacrenan. Pat the Cope Gallagher would expect to get a few back from those, and he's very determined, walking 5 kilometres at 6 o'clock every morning since he lost his seat the last time. He's around a long time, though, that must be said. First elected in 1981, can he retain the seat? But geographically well placed. However, the addition of Claudia Kennedy is very much a fly in the ointment. Not saying she has an outstanding chance. She polled just over 300 votes in Stranorlar in the local elections in 2014. But one local political observer said to me, they're trying to do the Cope down by putting Kennedy on the ticket, by trying to suppress his vote and perhaps get Charlie McConnell ahead of him. McConnell up there in Inishowen, in the heart of the defective blocks crisis. Fianna Fáil headquarters would point that Martin McDermott pulled a big vote up there in the locals for the party, and they retained another seat with a new candidate as well. But at the same time, McConnell in the crosshairs on that issue, and the Cope Gallagher perhaps licking his lips to overtake him.
What do you think of that, Anya? Trying to do the Cope down?
I would say that Fianna Fáil would be no strangers to infighting in Donegal, and that was very evident in the last general election and even in the last few local elections. But I would say Pat the Cope is determined. It'll just be interesting to see where he gets his base from. But I think Pat the Cope, and similarly possibly McConnell, but the Cope will definitely get a bounce from Joe McHugh of Fine Gael, former minister, not running. I think there will be a lot of votes floating around, and Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil being in government together will, there could be a lot of vote transferring going on, despite Fine Gael running, two candidates running, the newly named Senator Nicky Bradley, and also running John McNulty, a man who has a strong background in GAA in the county, but untested in elections really. And I think Fine Gael are floundering at the moment, and that the loss of Joe McHugh, a person who was very well liked inside and outside of the party, will really have ramifications for them down the line, and they're a party struggling at the grassroots, at council level as well.
A Joe McHugh vote in this constituency, Barry, do you reckon, rather than a Fine Gael vote?
Yeah, well, Fine Gael have been in decline in Donegal for quite some time. You'll recall Dinny McGinley used to represent Donegal South West, and then Joe McHugh, Donegal North East. But in the South West end of the constituency, Fine Gael have flatlined entirely. They had no candidate from there in 2016. In the last election in 2020, Martin Harley and Ballybofey accrued just 3.9%. They're non-existent in some parts of Donegal. Their constituency executive, close to non-existent, said one observer. The strange quirk here in relation to Joe McHugh is, of course, he is standing aside, but he's, of course, married to Fine Gael's Director of Elections, Alwyn Enright, and they would reside not far from Milford in the county. But ironically, this is perhaps Fine Gael's most barren constituency of all 43. In the local elections, they lost seats in places where they always had seats since the foundation of the state. What was said to me from one big Fine Gael family was that they felt that some votes in the south of Donegal would drift towards Pat the Cope Gallagher as a sort of a government vote. But also it has been said that John McNulty is making a bold bid around South Donegal. He's picking up a lot of disaffected Joe McHugh voters as well. He's obviously the Donegal ladies football manager, and of course you'll recall from your time as political correspondent, Sarah, he was involved in controversy in 2014 in the Shannon by-election when he was appointed to the board of the Irish Museum of Modern Art by then Arts Minister Heather Humphreys, rousing suspicions that he was appointed to the position on the board in an effort to boost his credentials as a worthy senator. It's expected McNulty will make a bold bid, but perhaps not have enough votes. And the other candidate, Nicky Bradley, a disability advocate from Milford in the area, she's utilising blended canvassing in this campaign, but it is very much an uphill task for her.
What do you think, Áine, about Thomas Pringle then? He came in third the last time round, ahead of Joe McHugh and Charlie McConnell Oak, very popular figure in the constituency.
Yes, and before that, in the election before that, Thomas Pringle cut it fairly close and he just took the seat off Pádraig McLoughlin, which I think it was just over 180 votes. He is popular. He's been a very strong voice for Mica, for fishing. He's located in the Killybegs area in South Donegal. His disadvantage will be that the Boundary Commission did not send those parts of South Donegal back into the constituency. He's losing out on several thousand possible votes there. I think he's strong. It could come down to being possibly between himself, Mica, and one of the Fianna Fáil for the last seat. He is a strong voice, but as an independent candidate covering the entire county, it's hard to keep a team that can do that entire area and have the same name recognition as the Cope and so on. Mm. I don't think the day is done for Thomas Pringle yet. I think he'll be in it till the end with a good chance of a seat, but possibly fighting for the last seat.
He's like the electoral cat of nine lives, Sarah. Yes. Thomas Pringle in 2011, not predicted. Fianna Fáil split the vote. He came up through the middle, as Áine said, in 2016 when Sinn Féin ran three candidates who benefited Thomas Pringle scraping home. And the last time he was like the Dyson Hoover sucking up transfers from Sinn Féin when they had that gargantuan 2.7 quotas. So write off Thomas Pringle at your peril. He has a team of councillors built up kind of unofficially, I'm hearing on the ground. The support of Senator Eileen Flynn there in Ardra as well. So Thomas Pringle is still a formidable operator, and any votes to spare from Sinn Féin are likely to go towards him. But I think it would be felt locally that he will be damaged somewhat by the presence of the 100% redress party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you had to call it today, Barry, how do you think these seats are going to break down?
Very, very tough. To Sinn Féin, although the vote may not hit the heights of 2020 and that 2.7 quotas. There is one seat here for Fianna Fáil, and also I think still a seat here for Thomas Pringle. The last seat is likely to come down between the second Fianna Fáil candidate, which could be the Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConnell Oak, Charles Ward of the 100% Redress Party, and Fine Gael's John McNulty, perhaps at a distant hope. Ultimately, if you're looking at the final three being the second Fianna Fáiler, the 100% Redress Party, and John McNulty, you'd have to favour the balance of transfers at this point in time to go towards, with McNulty going towards Fianna Fáil on a government basis, or if the 100% Redress Party are eliminated, some of their transfers recycling to McConnell Oak on an Inishowen-based proviso. It's going to be very, very tight though.
Oh yeah.
Two seats for Sinn Féin, and agreeing with Barry that I don't think the vote will be as high as it has been in other times. To Sinn Féin, I'm giving a seat to Pat the Cope. I think the mix for the final two seats, I'm going to say Pringle, and I'm going to say it's going to be between Charles Ward, Mica, and a second Fianna Fáil.
If anything blows up in relation to Mica over the next few weeks, Ditch have had lots of revelations on this over the last few weeks. So anything that gets momentum behind that, it's very emotive. That could well put Charles Ward ahead of the chasing pack. And also watch out if the Cope Gallagher, as we think, is ahead of Charlie McConnell Oak, what will the high ranking officials at Fianna Fáil HQ do to save their agriculture minister? It is so tasty.
Well, we'll leave it there for this one. Áine, thank you very much. And Barry, you're going to be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks also to Cormac Burke for all his research. Jamie Doyle was on sound and our producer was Ciarán Dunn. And remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.